More than a dozen state attorneys general are objecting to that tentative settlement of up to $12 billion reached yesterday with Purdue Pharma, the maker of the opioid OxyContin, and the Sackler family, which owns the company. More than 2,000 state, county, and local governments sued. The deal, which is still being finalized, would require the Sackler family to give up control of Purdue, which would declare bankruptcy, and future revenue from the sale of OxyContin and overdose antidotes would go into a trust fund to help communities struggling with addiction. Well, one of the states objecting is Massachusetts, and Massachusetts Attorney General Maura Healey joins us on the phone. Attorney General Healey, welcome.
Hey, Robin. Great to be with you.
Well, you were in the lead on this. Your lawsuit was the first to name Purdue Pharma and the Sacklers. It laid out how they pushed OxyContin, pressured doctors. You revealed damning emails that showed company officials led by Richard Sackler blamed the addicted victims. Why aren't you accepting this deal that seems to punish the Sacklers?
Well, I'll tell you why. And in fact, I'm joined by a majority of states. The fact of the matter is, though, there seems to be some reporting to the contrary. The fact of the matter is this, Robin. Mm-hmm. The majority of states are rejecting this proposed deal.
And why?
And I'll tell you why. Yeah. Well, for several reasons. First of all, it's not worth nearly what they say it is. We know from Purdue's own documents that it could be worth as little as $4 billion, not the $10 to $12 billion that they are trying to purport this to be. The other thing is this, Robin, I think this is really important for our state and for the number of states that followed our lead and sued the Sacklers individually, the company that directed and owned and controlled Purdue Pharma. The Sacklers would like you to believe that they're cutting a check for $3 billion for this deal. They're not. Over the last few decades, they've made billions of dollars from the sale of OxyContin, but they're not giving that money back. At least as we understand this settlement, as it's been proposed, not a dime of the money that they made from selling Oxy would go towards this settlement. Yeah. And I think that their failure to actually pay up and disgorge some of the profits they made, have any skin in the game, is something that we absolutely have to reject. Yeah. There's also no acknowledgement of wrongdoing. And finally, we want to make sure that all the documents in Purdue's control are made available to the public. So much of this is about accountability and ultimately about justice, and part of it is the transparency that we need.
So the Sacklers' personal fortune is estimated at $13 billion. You're saying that you want to ensure that this is money that's coming from the Sacklers. And again, no admission of wrongdoing. But do you worry that in pushing for more, the deal will fall apart? You won't have anything.
Look, I respect decisions of other states. I will tell you why it is unacceptable for Massachusetts. First of all, we believe that they are overselling this to the public, the actual worth of this deal, that it's worth nowhere close to $10 to $12 billion. And as I say, Purdue, which is on the brink of bankruptcy, from its own documents, suggested this deal could be worth as little as $4 billion that would be spread across cities and counties, the U.S. government, and all of the states.
Yep.
And the other part of the problem with this proposal, Robin, is
briefly,
this.
If you can, yeah.
This settlement would rely on and be funded by future and continued opioid sales. Purdue would go into bankruptcy, the company would be restructured and continue on for a while. And I think in Massachusetts, at least, and I think across the nation, the families that have suffered and lost so much would be devastated to know that any settlement or resolution was going to be paid
okay.
for by the continued sale of opioids.
Massachusetts Attorney General Maura Healey, thank you.
Great to be with you.
Okay, we'll follow that story.